This is Akashvani Itanagar, the news read by Apu Gappa. President Draupadi Murmu has said that environmental protection and its promotion will be possible only through continuous activism based on awareness and collective efforts of all. The president stated this while inaugurating a national conference on Environment 2025 at Vigyan Bhavan in New Delhi today. The two-day event has been organized by National Green Tribunal. President Murmu said that it is our moral responsibility to provide a legacy of a clean environment to the coming generations. She emphasized for adopting an environmentally conscious and sensitive lifestyle for conservation of environment. The president mentioned that balancing clean environment and modern development is both an opportunity and a challenge. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani at 11 a.m. tomorrow. It will be the 120th episode of the monthly radio program. The program will be broadcast on the entire network of Akashvani and Doordarshan, the AIR news website and the News on Air mobile app. It will also be live streamed on the YouTube channels of AIR News, DD News, PMO and the Information and Broadcasting Ministry. Akashvani will broadcast the program in regional languages immediately after the Hindi broadcast. Union Home Minister Amit Shah said that the security agencies have neutralized 17 Naxalites in an operation in Sukma district in Chhattisgarh. In a social media post today, Shah mentioned that a massive catch of automatic weapons was recovered in another strike against Naxalism. He highlighted that the government under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi is resolved to eradicate Naxalism before 31st of March 2026. Appealing to those bearing arms, Shah said that weapons and violence cannot bring change, only peace and development can. The death toll in Myanmar earthquake has risen to 1,000 following a powerful 7.7 magnitude quake on the Richter scale yesterday. The country's military-led government said 1,002 people have now been found dead and another 2,376 injured, with 30 others missing. It said the numbers could still rise as detailed figures are still being collected. Most of the fatalities are in Mandalay, Myanmar's second largest city and the city closest to the earthquake's epicenter. In Thailand's capital Bangkok, 6 people have been found dead, 26 injured and 47 are still missing. Indian Space Research Organization ISRO has announced the successful completion of a 1,000-hour life test on its 300 millinewton stationary plasma thruster that is developed for induction in the electric propulsion system of satellites. According to ISRO, the life test was carried out under the full power level of 5.4 kilowatts in a chamber that simulates the vacuum conditions of space, and the erosion of the electrode liners was periodically monitored. ISRO said this information will play an important role in satellite orbit management. Arunachal Pradesh has been conferred with the Best Mountain Destination Award for Machuca at the India Today Tourism Awards 2025 held in New Delhi on Friday. Organized annually by India Today Media Group, the event recognizes outstanding achievements in the tourism sector across the country. The award was presented by Union Minister for Culture and Tourism Gajendra Singh Shekhawat, highlighting Machuca's breathtaking natural beauty and the collective efforts of the state tourism department, tourist operators and local communities. The event also featured insightful discussions on the future of India's tourism industry. German Ambassador to India and Bhutan, Dr. Philip Ackermann, on Friday visited Zero, where he was accorded a warm reception with a traditional Daminda dance by women from a self-help group at Tarin Aqua Park, India's first integrated fish farm. During the visit, Dr. Ackermann explored the bamboo garden at home village and later attended the Myoko Festival, a revered cultural celebration of the Apatani community. Expressing his admiration for the Apatanis, the German envoy remarked that the visit gave him a unique glimpse into their rich traditions and lifestyle. He appreciated how the community has successfully preserved its cultural heritage despite modern influences. He also commended the community for their active role in biodiversity conservation. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.